standing on the precipice of a global revolution of economics, politics, and government. Welcome to the blockchain.
Power corrupts. Money is power. The power to control the money is one that is now in the hands of those who pretend we can't function without them. So how can we do something about it? Working hard to get a raise, lifting that wage up. Inflation takes it like a hidden taxation. Manipulated interest rates to give the banks a way to create money with the loans that they're giving out daily. That means our money is debt, and we gotta pay back more than 100%. No wonder then why the middle class is going under, when the ones above them gotta cover and come to collect. And many have no access to banking, making payments or saving, so more fees are taken. And every day the gatekeepers are trying to stop change. We cannot wait. Welcome to the blockchain.
Welcome to the blockchain. Things are about to change. Open up the gates. Systems get replaced. Bitcoin. Decentralize the trust. Security, transparency.
Bitcoin is a decentralized ledger, and the currency is its first enterprise ever. Secured by the worldwide incentivized network, can't be stolen or controlled by any size effort. You can send it anywhere and instantly. No one can intervene, no third party in between. There's no counterfeiting algorithms. Control the outer limits of how many coins can get released. Programmable money, no government can seize it. Payments can be customized by sender and receiver. Contracts written, cementing your agreements. With terms that can't be met, once you can set that it completes it. Autonomous businesses are possible. What profit is distributed amongst those adopting it? Paradigm shift, we must adjust to the ending. With the blockchain, Bitcoin is just the beginning.
Welcome to the blockchain. Things are about to change. Open up the gates. Systems get replaced. Bitcoin. Decentralize the trust. Security, transparency. The network's run by us. Bitcoin.
Now that we got control, we're not gonna let it go. My people all around the globe, we gotta keep building, building, building. Now that we got control,
we got control.
We're not gonna let it go.
No, we're gonna let it
My
go.
People all around the globe, we gotta keep building, 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 building. Oh yeah. Welcome to Friday, everybody. It's your favorite truck driver in the whole wide world. Ex-truck driver in the whole wide world. It's Bitcoin Ben. It's Friday. Morning, Adam.
Morning.
How is everybody today? Doing good? Thought I'd play a nice little Friday crypto song for everybody. Pardon the voice. I had a conversation with X22 yesterday. A good, long interview with X22, Dave. Tell you what, he is a good-looking guy. We had a conversation yesterday. And we talked about cryptos. We actually talked about like what's going on with Trump, the new social media platform. We talked about everything yesterday. That video should be out probably this weekend. And I'm telling you, folks, everybody involved in cryptos is literally, we know what's actually going on. We are the awakened versus the woke. And the woke, they're
They're woke into communism. They're woke into socialism. They're woke into a system of control that they are so reliant on. Their identity is removed from their individualism. You know what I mean? They feel so ununique that they have to fit in with the crowd. That's their wokeness. And we have this globe split, but it's not a half and half split. It's more of a 23% compared to 77% split. And the 77% are just natural individuals who are just living their lives on a daily basis. Now, of that 77%, there's probably, I don't know, half of those that are just living their daily lives. They don't really pay attention to politics. They think it doesn't matter. They don't really pay attention to the globe and what's going on socially, what's going on. Well, now they are medically awake. And what I mean by that is this jabberoonie has awakened them to the medical area or the medical arena of the globe. See, and I haven't actually done this lately, but I'm going to do it today, right after the show, because I have a little bit of time. I'm going to do a Patreon show, and we're going to talk, and we're going to talk seriously about the jab. Last night, I woke up in the middle of the night with an understanding of the big view of it all that I had never had before. I knew what was going on. I knew a lot of the pieces, but I did not have this fully peaceful grasp that I do now. And when I say peaceful, I don't mean it's good. I mean, I've accepted the reality of it. It's so horrible. It's almost like when you first learn about World War I and World War II and what that really was and how many people passed away. You're horrified. Or like 9/11. On 9/11, do you guys remember how we felt on 9/11? How it was you were hurt. You weren't really frightened, but you were watching it happen, watching it over and over again. Yes, it was a gut punch. Great way to explain it, Johnny. About a week or two after 9/11, when you wrapped your head around it as much as you could, and you had almost, it was normalized after that. Last night when I woke up, I had such a grasp of what was going on and what it would look like and how it would feel while it happened, that I literally picked up my phone in the middle of the night and I got on Amazon and I actually purchased more vitamin D and chaga. Mind you, I've got a lot of vitamin D and chaga already, but I bought more last night in the middle of the night because now I see how it's going to go. I see how this is going to roll out. I see how cryptos and all of this is going to play out. This cryptos right now are absorbing hype and absorbing the adoption rate and absorbing the oversupply of global currency. Well, that's going to shift. That's going to shift about middle of next year. Morning, Adam.
Morning, morning.
And that shift is going to go from, we're all going to be rich, to we all need to be free. And that shift for a lot of people is going to be triggered by the realization of the amount of people we've lost. You're going to wake up one day and you're going to realize that there's a lot less mother pluckers around. Cliff Hyde's right. On your way out, could you close that for me?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, brother.
Yes,
we're going to realize that there's been a lot of people taken from us. Because as I draw out on the Patreon show, I don't think people realize exactly. If you've had the jab, do you realize that medically you are no longer really a human, that it's changed your DNA. It's actually eliminated your immune system. There are people over in England right now who have gotten the jab, and they're showing up with AIDS. We all remember AIDS, right? AIDS is a syndrome, right? It changes and alters your immune system. It's where your immune system no longer functions right. Now, for those who are aware of this, the corona, was genetically created using a technology called CRISPR. CRISPR is the ability to blend and alter viruses and other things. They blended AIDS with the flu, and they blended other things with the flu. They created this on purpose. Did you know that initially, the first round of the corona, that quote unquote virus, was it knocked out some people, but it wasn't guaranteed to actually get the protein. See, there's a protein spike on the virus. It's all over. You guys have seen the picture. It looks like an orb with a bunch of like probes out of it, like red probes. Those red probes are the protein. Those are the spiked protein. The initial COVID, the initial 19, had that. But if you caught it and you were in decent shape, you got sick, but you didn't die. So then here comes the vaccine. And for the first time ever, they used a technology that changed your DNA. It changed your DNA. See, the shot that they give you, the jab, it goes into your body and the protein attaches to your cells, and it actually tells your cells to replicate the protein. Well, with the initial 19, that it didn't work as well. It didn't go through. Most people's cells would not replicate the protein. So they had to put the protein into the jab. Now with the boosters are for the people that the first jab wasn't enough. Not enough exposure to the protein in order for the protein to program your DNA to replicate the protein. That's what the boosters are. They're not friggin' boosters. They're, let's give it another try. That's why they say, well, we could have boosters for years. We're just going to keep shooting you up until we get enough of those proteins in you where it will start replicating inside you naturally. And once it does that, once it naturally replicates in your body, you're done. Because not only does it hurt your arteries, your heart, the next time you are exposed to the flu, or really anything, your immune system overreacts. And then your lungs fill up with white blood cells. And you die. This jab was made to kill you. Nothing else makes sense. Think about it. Let's really, really think about it. They're telling people that if you don't get the jab, that you'll lose your job. If you don't get the jab, you can't travel. If you don't get the jab, you can't go shopping. Translate that. We love you so much that we're gonna kill you with no food. We want you to be healthy so much that we're gonna make you lose your job. The only way it makes sense is if it is a depopulation agenda. Nothing else makes sense. If you're already healthy, if if you've already had it and you have a natural immunity, why do they want you to get the jab if you've already had it and you're naturally immune now? Unless the point is to get the jab no matter what. Because if you've already had it, you're good. But when you get the jab, it literally attacks your immune system. It wipes out your immune system. Oh, I know. I'm right there with you. Where are you at? Wait till they start putting it into the foods. Oh, I agree. I agree. See, this is the world we're living in, folks. This is the world we're moving into. Now, cryptos are important because that's what's on the other side. We have we have a lot to get through before cryptos are a necessity. See, right now, cryptos are not a necessity. They will be, though. Cryptos and blockchain is the future. Whether the good guys win or the bad guys win, technology is a one-way street. There's no going backwards, folks. There's no going backwards. The old world is gone. The world of sitting out on the front porch, you know, slow life, the old life. You guys remember when we were young, when the world moved slow? I remember living in the middle of Illinois in a little bitty town called Girard, Illinois. It was a sleepy little town. Nothing exciting ever happened. We had one cop, and he didn't do much. I don't even think he carried a gun. Now that I think about it, the most exciting day of the week was Sunday, because that's when everyone would go to church. Oh yeah, please like and subscribe to the channel. We'd go to church, we'd listen to the preacher. My mom would get all the local gossip from all the other women. My dad, at the time, Rich, would gather up with all the guys, and they would be talking about their trucks and their cars and working at the coal mine, because that's the only reason that the friggin' town even existed, was because of the coal mine. The name of the coal mine was Freeman Coal Mine in Girard, Illinois. I can remember when Rich was actually caught in a collapse at the coal mine for like 2.5 days, trapped in the coal mine. I mean, it was such a different time. We had 4 channels on TV. And at midnight, the channels shut off. They played the national anthem, and then it went. And that was it. Remember that. Remember those easier days. Now that seems like a century ago. But it wasn't. That was 1982. We're in 2021. The world, Rick, yeah, it's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? Amen, brother. We went from that to now. We live in a different world, folks. I think the Amish have it right. I think we all need to go back to the horse and buggy. I don't know. We just got a lot of work to do. And a lot of the work is in cryptos. But we have to work together to build a good world with cryptos. We can't let the old leaders have the great reset that they want, because it's bad. You have no privacy. You're tracked on every corner. You have face recognition. You can't sneeze without the authorities knowing you did. One way or another, we have to not roll it back, just make sure it's not the same. See, blockchain is either gonna lead us to freedom or trap us in slavery. We have to choose which one. We have to choose if we're gonna be free or we have to choose that we're going to give up our personal responsibility. Because you can't have freedom without personal responsibility and self-improvement. Self-improvement. Self-directed improvement. We've got about 2 years to get this chit right. And we're going to lose a lot of brothers and sisters along the way. Because most of them don't even know we're in a war for the world. And it's easy to win. You just have to put your attention towards good. Look and do good. Look for and do good. There's someone in the chat. There's actually a few of them. But I'm going to point out one guy. His name is Clint Westwood. He is a damn good man. He's a great father. He's a great friend, and he's a great leader. We're going to need a lot more Clint Westwoods out there. Him and Litecoin Lisa are traveling around the country, just like me. And doing meetups. And they aren't just like the, hey, let's learn about crypto meetups and let's all get rich or anything like that. With Clint, him and I share something. It's not about the money, folks. Not at all. It's about the mission, the message, the freedom. Without freedom of your mind, the rest is irrelevant. You have to open your eyes to the truth. Some of the best advice my grandfather ever gave me was, you know what, Ben? The best thing you can do is argue with your pastor. And I was like, well, I thought while you were in church, you listened to him preach. You do. Argue with him. Don't just listen to him. Argue with them, because a preacher should want you to argue with them. Because he or she, let's say preacher, teacher, right? He or she should want you to argue your way to your own conclusion. That's the goal in life, is coming to your own conclusion. And the only way you're going to do that is to argue, is to ask questions. Question everything, even the existence of God. Because you will never have a relationship with God until you have an argument with God. And those who know what I mean. Where you get mad, you literally want to talk yourself out of the responsibility that you know comes with the actual belief in God. Because you cannot actually believe in God and not assert responsibility with that. Because as soon as you realize and accept and love the idea and love the truth that there is a God, there is purpose in the universe, your second idea right after that is, damn it, now I've got rules. Now I've got responsibilities. Now I'm obligated to be a better person than I was yesterday. Damn it. We all screw up, but promise yourself that you'll try and be a better person today than you were yesterday, and work towards it. You'll be okay, and you'll be happy. You'll be happy with yourself, because although you may not succeed, you'll smile at the effort. And that's what life's about. Life is about the journey on the road of hope that will lead you to a life of happiness. Because if you're on the road of hope, that leads to heaven. It's going to be a bumpy road, But you gotta walk it. There's no other choice. Everybody have a good Friday. I think I said everything I wanted to say. I guess this kind of was my show I planned on doing on Patreon. So luckily it's actually posted here. Watch out for the jab. Do not get it. And watch out for your friends and neighbors who have. A lot of bad things are going to happen. But walk the road of hope and pray. You'll get the answers you need. Love you guys, and I'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.